Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There may be a political breaking point looming in Mexico. A celebrated disappearance of 43 college students last seen in late September in the city of Iguala has focused national criticism against the government of President Enrique Peña Nieto. His approval ratings have plunged to 39%, the lowest of any Mexican president since the mid-1990s. Can he hang on after the drug cartels have showed they can even order elected officials to kidnap their own citizens? Will Grant, the BBC's Mexico and Central America correspondent, says angry protests have become national and happen every night in the capital.
After a night of clashes in Mexico City, the inevitable cleanup is underway. Glaziers are refitting shop fronts which were destroyed by the more radical protesters.
So this is Reforma Avenue, one of the longest and most important thoroughfares in Mexico City. As I look around me at the moment, all of the shop fronts along this particular stretch of Reforma are damaged. There are police outside one particular bank that's got a broken window. There is a FedEx that's boarded up, an Avis car rental firm that's boarded up. Further down, there is a destroyed front of a Starbucks. And just looking over the road, somebody has sprayed the words Fuera Peña, meaning Peña out.
I think they overstepped the mark. It's good to protest, but with respect to everyone, beyond wanting the president to leave, I want him to sort out the problems.
I don't think the damage is justifiable. Instead, I think it would be better to wait for an answer from the government that's backed with actions. I don't think the violence is the solution to our problems, as it's specifically against the violence that we are protesting, and so to generate more violence is counterproductive.
This is now, without doubt, Mr. Peña Nieto's biggest political challenge since he came to office 2 years ago. So far, the response to the crisis has been seen as inadequate by many Mexicans, and Mr. Peña Nieto is facing his lowest popularity rating since he took power. His government has now presented to Congress for debate a 10-point plan aimed at reforming the police. Some of the more controversial measures, such as replacing the country's 1,800 municipal police forces with 32 state-level organizations, involve constitutional changes and may take until the new year to be approved. For now, though, the president is probably simply hoping for a period of respite from the calls for his resignation.
The BBC's Mexico and Central America correspondent, Will Grant, in Mexico City. A few more words on this subject. Ricardo Perez is a Mexican-American who grew up in Guerrero, but he has lived in the U.S. for 10 years, and he says as he has intently watched tragic events unfolding in his nation, he finds himself torn between his fear of his own homeland and his hope for its brighter future.
I see a lot of the same, meaning everyone is just tired. It's just been like way too many decades, you know, of the same thing happening over and over. And I think that what this situation with the students has bring to us, it's just like the drop that made it too much, you know. So you can see it on the people's faces, the desperation, the feeling of not feeling safe on the public transportation. You just hear, you know, the stories of people, you know, being robbed by the cops or this or that. And at the same time, to be honest with you, you hear people who have it really good, you know, who have their business, who just want to work and go back home and don't think about politics and don't think about anything that's happening. You really hear a lot of voices down there. But I think that nowadays, the predominant voice is that we want to change, that we want a government that works for the people that live there.
What would cause you to go down there? What would you see on television or what would motivate you to join? What would it have to get to?
Well, I think it's important to know that in one way or another, I feel a part of it already just because I was born in Mexico and because I am Mexican. And I see that that's the sentiment of people. This is the people just wanting a better future for their country. Our country has been going down the drain for now almost, it seems like, 70 years. So we're fed up, we're tired, we want to change. And I personally think that I will be ready to go down there as soon as the guy on the chair leaves right now.
In your story, you've told about many occasions when you were younger and you feared the situation around you, and you had to watch your back and realize that when you came to the United States, that was something you didn't necessarily have to do. Is this sense of vigilance, of having to watch out for your own safety, a jacket that you can put on and take off when you cross the border into Mexico?
I've been living in this country for 10 years, and it is not like a jacket, because trauma, you cannot take it off and put it back on. People that live down there, it's a part of their life that they might get robbed in a bus. It's a part of their life that their car might get stolen. It's a part of their life that you get a phone call extortioning you. And that is not okay, and that is what the U.S. has taught me so far. It has taught me that if there is something that is not fair, if there is something that it's wrong, if someone that doesn't deserve to be heard, it's getting heard over and over again, you should raise your voice and you should say, this is enough and this is not fair. So the fact that you are guaranteed safety, that is a very big difference. And it's not easy to understand what that really means in full until you experience it.
I guess the catchword is, we're tired of this situation, but you don't sound tired. You sound enthusiastic and very hopeful about a possible political change down in Mexico. Is that fair?
Exactly. It's exciting. It's we're fed up, but you see, through negatives, we're going to reach through the positive. Through identifying the things that we do not want, we're going to reach that understanding of the things that we do want as a people of Mexico.
Ricardo Perez is a Mexican-American who grew up in Guerrero, Mexico, and has lived in the United States for 10 years, watching very intently at what's going on in Mexico right now. Ricardo, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.